This is Ozarks at Large. If the mounting stress of a global health crisis isn't enough for you, try juggling high school and college application season. As the fall semester winds down, a lot of students, who've had a turbulent year to say the least, are scrambling to get college ready. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains how a major factor, ACT testing, has changed during the pandemic.
It's 5:30 on Tuesday night, and high school student Ella Flesher is waiting on her most recent ACT test scores at her kitchen table when a message pops up on her phone.
What? They have a queue. ACT now has a queue for looking at your scores.
Flesher is a senior at Haas Hall Academy in Fayetteville, except this year she's not actually at Haas Hall, because she's taking all of her classes online. And she says navigating that new way of schooling while also preparing and applying for college has been stressful.
Managing my time is the most difficult part of this, I think. And there are so many like technology errors that it makes it even harder to contact people because of the pandemic and just make sure I have everything together.
She says some of those technological hiccups happened when she was registering for her most recent ACT test this summer.
I'm not going to lie, it wasn't great because they recently switched over to a new platform, so they made an entirely new way to like access scores, register for the ACT, all of that. And so I had to transfer my old account into this new platform. And there were just so many technical difficulties. It was just really, really stressful. And so we went through so many email rabbit holes. And so they finally just gave me a test for free, actually. So that was good. But, you know, just that we had to contact so many people was really frustrating.
Catherine Hoffman is the vice president of state and federal programs with ACT. And she says other students had similar issues as Flesher.
We did have some challenges this summer with that. We have moved to stabilize our system, so students shouldn't have any problem entering MyACT and registering at this time. And when we recognized that students had that challenge, that is when we increased to 7 test dates for this fall and then 1 in December, just to give some students some more time because they weren't able to get in with the excellence that ACT is committed to this summer. There were some challenges getting into our MyACT account. So we've stabilized that. There should be no issues now with students going in and registering and being able to do that.
Hoffman says 2020 has been a particularly challenging year for the ACT because of COVID-19. In the spring, ACT canceled all of its exam dates nationally as schools and testing sites shut down.
When we did that, however, we offered some different options. We added a June test date for state. We also added a June and July test date for our national test dates. We also added 7 national test dates in September and October on Saturdays and Sundays. And we created 3 state testing dates in the fall for state testing, 1 in September and 2 in October, all Tuesdays. So between those first week of June test dates all the way till the last week of October test dates, we had a little over 700,000 students test during that time frame. So even though I know there were a lot of challenges and a lot of test centers closing where students couldn't get in, unfortunately, we were able to test well over 700,000 students during a pandemic.
Now she says the testing company is working on ways to be more accessible for students and prepare for the possibility of more school closures.
We are doing a beta test of remote proctoring to have that available if needed. Again, if schools begin to close down or we have test centers that aren't willing to open, we could have a remote proctored version of online for the ACT.
And Hoffman says another alternative ACT is experimenting with are new pop-up testing sites to allow room for more students with appropriate social distance. The company started pop-up trials in 8 states this September.
So we have engaged with some hotels, some ballrooms, and different things and provided pop-up sites And once those sites reach about 80%, we cap it and reserve the remaining 20% for students who may be displaced due to site closures. So those have been very successful for us because, again, in that instance, we control whether that site's going to be open or not, where if it's at a college or a university, they make that choice. And then it really allows for nice social distancing of the students because it is such a large space to make sure that we're utilizing all the CDC recommendations of masks and correct social distancing. So our proctors felt like it went very well, and we were able to, you know, test thousands of students in those ways in which maybe they wouldn't have been able to get in otherwise.
Beyond safety, other barriers to taking the ACT have been exaggerated by the pandemic, especially for low-income students. The cost of a single ACT test for students is $52, and $68 if you also take the writing portion of the test. And that doesn't include fees for accessing and sending test scores. But Hoffman says ACT offers some relief for students who need it.
So every student gets four free score reports. So when they take the test, they can send their score to four colleges and universities or whomever they choose to for free. If you are a free and reduced lunch student, you can take the ACT for free up to four times during your high school career, twice your junior year and twice your senior year. So for those students, they simply, if you're a free and reduced lunch student, you simply go to your school and let them know you want a voucher for the ACT, and they provide you one. And you can take the ACT on any Saturday of your choice for free.
And when it comes to college admissions, some schools have already decided to drop mandatory ACT or SAT test scores for the 2021 fall semester. Suzanne McRae is the Vice Provost for Enrollment and Dean of Admissions at the University of Arkansas.
The pandemic has really had the biggest impact on students applying to be freshmen or new students for the fall of 2021. Students haven't been able to take tests, ACT, SAT exams in the way they normally would. They had pass-fail grades in the spring. They're doing a lot of work online. They've really endured quite a disruption as far as preparing for that next step from going from high school to going to college. So we've tried to do several things to help them. We've become test optional for admission. We are offering some of our scholarships based on GPA as opposed to ACT. And we have also offered some free application days for students who may have had a really terrible time as far as their parents losing their jobs, where $40 can seem significant and may slow down their process for applying.
But not all universities have adopted this policy, and students applying for other scholarships like the Arkansas Challenge or Lottery Scholarship still need to have an ACT score just to be eligible. Ella Flesher says the ACT exam has become so connected to college admission, she would be wary to apply without one.
Honestly, I'm still kind of skeptical about not submitting my scores to colleges. So I'm just going to go ahead and submit my scores. It just gives me an edge, especially when it comes to, you know, the competitiveness of scholarships.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.